Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. Each week, we bring you the voices of talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths reading their poetry and prose for you. This feature of Huntsville Public Radio is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, whose mission is to keep the fine art of storytelling alive and well among the school kids of North Alabama. Today, we feature poet Alan Berry, who explains how flowers and a certain musical composition became conflated in his mind.
As an adult, observing the arrival of so many spring wildflowers, I began to think it reminded me of something, and then one day it dawned on me. In high school, I was introduced to a piece of music by the composer Pierre Lehmann's March of the Belgian Parachutists. Our band director told us that the pride of any military is its paratroopers. Belgium's army is small, and therefore their paratrooper unit is small. But the song starts out small and quiet, but crescendos into a loud, bold anthem celebrating the Belgian parachutists, much like wildflower season in the spring. March in the Native Fauna. Wildflower season in Alabama is like Pierre Lehmann's composition, March of the Belgian Parachutists. First comes the Erigenia in spring beauty, small, gentle, breaching the ground unassumingly like Lehmann's piccolo and bells. A meek prelude, deceptively quiet, masking the crescendo to come. Next, the arrival of the trout lilies, bursting forth from the earth like the march's second movement, bells and piccolo joined by brass. Virginia bluebell and wild violet are the thrumming bass and horns to provide a background melody. As the trout lilies make their exit, phlox and rue anemone provide a respite. Piccolo and bells resume the lead. Pianissimo snare drum adds a cadence to the gentle stroll, lulling the audience into a state of calm just before the bright majesty of brass. Spiderwort, Indian and fire pink. Butterfly weed and verbena usher in the next movement, reaching the conclusion as fall descends. Phlox take their final bows, aster, coneflower, and the oxeye daisies lead the orchestra from the stage. The audience, in awe of the spectacle, clamors for the next season.
Dr. Alan Berry is a poet, teacher, and environmentalist. He is a graduate of the Center for Writers at the University of Southern Mississippi, and his work has appeared in the Adirondack Review, Birmingham Arts Journal, the American Muse Magazine, and The Quint. He is the author of 4 collections of poetry. He currently teaches English composition, literature, and creative writing at Calhoun Community College in Huntsville. You can hear Alan's poem again or any of the past Sundial poetry and prose by visiting our website, WLRH.org. And you can hear a new episode of this weekly feature every Monday morning at 9 on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. The Sundial Writer's Corner is sponsored by the 19th Annual Athens Storytelling Festival, happening in downtown Athens, October 23rd through 25th. Tickets and information are available at athensstorytellingfestival.com.